Jesus spent the last days of his life teaching the disciples. As was his custom, he taught in parables. The last of these parables referred to his second coming and the judgment of the nations. When the Son of Man comes with all the angels, he said, and sits on his throne in heavenly glory, all the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep, representing believers, will be on his right, and the goats, unbelievers, on his left. Then said Jesus, the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick or in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will say, Lord, when did we do all these things? The king will reply, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, and go to the place prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and thirsty, and you gave me nothing. I was a stranger, I was sick and in prison, and you did not help me. For I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. When he had finished teaching the disciples, he said to them, As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Among those who were listening to him was Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. Evil thoughts had come into his heart. Judas had no love for his master. He therefore fell an easy prey to Satan. This disciple had decided to betray Jesus, to sell him to the men who wanted to kill him. The chief priests and the elders of the people met together in the palace of the high priest and made plans to arrest Jesus secretly and put him to death. We must not do it during the feast, they said, or the people will riot. Jerusalem was full of pilgrims at that time of the year, and many people came to see and hear Jesus. Judas went to the chief priests and said, What will you give me if I hand him over to you? Overjoyed, they counted out 30 silver coins. Judas took the money and went back to Jesus. From then on, he waited for an opportunity to hand his master over. Without the betrayal of this disciple, the leaders of the people would have found it almost impossible to arrest Jesus secretly. Jerusalem was overcrowded, so only with the help of one of the 12 could the Jewish leaders hope to find Jesus and take him into custody without stirring up a riot in the city. The Feast of the Passover, also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, had been instituted by God in the days of Moses, when the Jews were slaves in Egypt. God had struck the Egyptians with 10 plagues, because Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go. The last of these plagues had been the death of all the firstborn males in Egypt. In order to spare his people, God had ordered the Israelites, through Moses, to kill a male lamb, one for each family, and sprinkle its blood on the doorposts of their houses. During the night, the angel of death struck the Egyptian families, but passed over the Israelite homes, which were marked with the blood of the lamb, and not a single Hebrew died. Then the people left Egypt, never to return. From that time on, the Israelites were to celebrate this great deliverance each year on the appointed day, eating the lamb roasted with fire, along with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. The Paschal lamb spoke of an innocent victim dying in place of another, for only the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of the Israelite homes could save the firstborn males from death. This sacrifice prefigured another far greater one, that of the Son of God. At the feast of the Passover of that year in the Lord's life, the true Paschal lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, was ready to offer himself to God of his own free will as an atoning victim, so as to save believers of all nations in every age from the wrath of God and the judgment to come. Next episode, Jesus washes his disciples' feet.